It's becoming clear that some of our most vulnerable populations are also some of the most affected during the coronavirus outbreak. In the case of Farnham Family Services, Oswego County's largest provider of outpatient treatment for substance abuse disorder, even a day without services can have detrimental effects. I spoke with Executive Director Eric Brzee this week via phone to see how services have shifted given the current pandemic.
Our model is typically one that's very in-person, and with COVID-19 and the situation in our community, we've transitioned our model to be largely telephonic. So now individual and group counseling are happening on platforms like conference calls or video technology like Zoom. Peer supports, the same thing, happening via telephone, and prevention counseling is also happening via telephone. So we really had to switch our model so that we had less person-to-person contact, less people actually coming into the clinic, and the telephone model is supporting that at this time.
Were there any specific considerations you had to make, let's say, with technology or security, to just continue that day-to-day work?
Yeah, the biggest kind of roadblock that we've had was having enough technology to support a remote workforce so that staff wouldn't have to come in. And part of that is just in alignment with the same sort of approach everybody's trying to take in doing their part to limit the spread of the coronavirus. And so to do that effectively for us, we didn't have enough laptops and hotspots to keep staff connected to the electronic health record for documentation. So we had to ramp up our supply of those rather quickly. And that's been part of what we've really been focused on over the last week and a half.
So Farnham typically offers medication-assisted recovery options in your outpatient clinic to help patients overcome opioid addiction and dependence. How are those types of in-person services working today? I mean, these are things that people really rely on.
Yeah, the opioid treatment program provides the daily dosing of medications like methadone and buprenorphine. And it's critical that that part of our operation remains available to folks that are early in recovery. Now, one of the things that we've done is we've increased the amount of take-home doses that we would typically give. So that's helped to lessen the amount of traffic and folks coming into the treatment. Now, that's done on a case-by-case basis and with a full medical therapeutic assessment of an individual's stability so that we're being as safe as we possibly can when making those decisions. We're also for access to buprenorphine. So where that would typically be an in-person visit, we're switching to telemedicine for that. Telemedicine includes the video and the audio that someone's doing with one of our providers in order to get access to or maintain their prescription of buprenorphine.
I'm sure a lot of you who work at Farnham are used to that in-person meeting. I'm thinking of the nonverbal signals that people give. How have your therapists and mental health professionals adjusted to the changes that you've made in telephonic and telemedicine work at this point?
Well, it's still pretty early, and I can tell you that as a therapist, you know, it's not ideal, right? It's more of, it's what we have, so it's what we're using right now. I know our clients have been very responsive. They've been thankful that there's been a service option that's available that helps them to feel safe so that they don't have to come in and potentially risk that exposure. The counselors are on a steep learning curve and just working through it. All of our counselors get extensive clinical supervision, so they're working with their clinical supervisors on the process, getting a lot of guidance and learning and doing the best they can.
How are you personally working through all of these changes?
Well, I'm working a lot, that's for sure. Putting in a lot of hours just to make sure that we're doing everything we can to ensure that services are available to people in the community, ensure that our employees are taken care of, and then also doing everything that we can to help stop the spread of the virus. And that's supporting a remote workforce, making it so people don't need to come in for services as much, and just kind of trying to do our part.